Hey everybody, welcome to the No Context Podcast. This is your host, Chris Lopez, and I'm sitting with...
Rock.
Caleb Kappens.
All right, and today we are reviewing Season 3, Episode 11 of The Wire. The episode is called Middle Ground. Middle Ground. Before this, none of us had seen anything about The Wire.
We didn't know
what it was about.
I still don't know what it's about.
We're going to do something a little different this time. We're going to do just a brief summary of what we think we saw. This episode had about 9 different storylines going on at the same time. So the very first one ties in at the end a little bit. Bowtie guy, don't know his name, meets up with... What is Scar. That? Other,
Jordan Peele meets up
Omar,
with
Omar. Meets up with Omar.
Yep.
Jordan Peele.
The guy that looks like Jordan Peele with a bow tie.
No, his bow tie guy.
Okay.
Bowtie guy.
Meets with Omar. Something happens. Omar is related to Moneybags, the guy that gives $15,000 for boxing.
Is he related?
Like they have some related? Business relation.
I think they all have business relation.
That's true. I think they're directly involved.
That's who the snitch was. He told him to meet. Where the dude was going to be at noon.
Right. Okay, so that was the first thing that ties in the end. There's also the boxing storyline of the dude trying to, like, help out his neighborhood by opening up a boxing ring.
That was one of my favorite storylines. Yeah.
It was the most grounded one, that you could be like, okay, cool, I get what's going on. There was the Littlefinger storyline. Littlefinger's trying to learn what inner city is. Like, this guy's a council member for... Baltimore, and I guess he'd never seen black people or something.
He'd never been to the hood, so he didn't know what was going down.
There's the cops trying to catch Stringer in the act.
Mm-hmm.
The whole episode, they keep trying to get a wire on him.
A lot of good that did him.
Yeah. There's Jimmy the cop. He's doing a lot of shady stuff. Like, he meets at the bar and does an oath. Did you guys catch that?
Is Jimmy the one who met with Stringer, like, in the cemetery in the middle
of
the night?
No, that's Colvin. Jimmy is the only white cop that matters.
Jimmy's the one that I called Mario Lopez.
Oh, the one who had the date with...
Okay. So Jimmy is trying to move pieces on his own. Then there's Stringer trying to kill Clay. Clay's a senator.
Yeah.
Then there's Glasses trying to find out why the deal he had made with Moneybags fell through. And that kind of ties in with the end of Stringer Bell getting shot by Glasses and by Scarface.
Are we calling Bowtie Glasses now?
No, he just changed the name. We started.
He's
with
the
Bowtie.
Only guy with glasses.
He's the only guy with a bow tie.
All right, Bowtie slash Glasses.
Yeah. It's Glasses now, guys.
This is just what I have written.
Glass tie.
Then there's that brief Mayor's trying to distance himself from. Something that that both the police department, the mayor, and Idris Elba's character, Stringer Bell, they all had something to do together, and the mayor's trying to distance himself from that.
Yeah, so they made 3 blocks where it's legal, or where the police weren't going to stop them from selling drugs or, you know, shooting up or whatever. They made 3 blocks like that, and then at one point the police decided they're going to close it down, and... The mayor himself said no. He doesn't want them to anymore. That's what it was.
Oh, because crime
everywhere else outside of those 3 blocks has gone down because of it. So they found a safe way to do the drug dealing part and clean up the other parts of the city. But now they want to shut it down.
That makes sense. Why Littlefinger? Why that was the first time he'd seen it, correct. And he asked Colvin, "How did you make this happen?"
Right. So Colvin's trying to. He's doing something bad. With the hopes of the greater good for the whole city. So
yeah.
That's the dilemma that the episode was probably playing with. That's why it's called Middle Ground, right?
Yeah. That makes more sense now. Okay, so let's talk about... That's the very brief summary of all the different storylines that were in this episode of The Wire. Let's talk about the intro to the show. Do you guys remember the intro?
I thought it was going to be a dreams sequence, actually. When it was going on, and I was lost. Still am a little lost.
You're talking about when Bowtie slash Glasses met with Scarface slash Omar.
Like, it didn't seem like he was going to pull the trigger. Like, why have a gun point at him, make him take his gun out, and let him slowly point the gun right back at you?
I think Bowtie knew that was going to happen and let him do it so that he thought he had the power. Right? So he pulls out his gun, and so he does like a power switch. But he wanted it to happen so the other guy felt more comfortable, okay. I think.
It's possible. I think there's obviously some storyline we don't know.
Right.
With both of those two. And that Bowtie chose that time to bring him in on the loop on going after Idris Elba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why was he walking in the middle of the night with his laundry? Like just whistling.
You never been to the hood, bro? Sometimes you gotta do your laundry. It's less busy in the middle of the night.
I'm Littlefinger. I don't make it out that way very often.
North of the wall.
Got right. North of the wall, yeah. I guess it's the best time to do laundry, dude. Come on, peak hours. You ever been to California?
Don't want to pay high electricity bills in the middle of the night? Sure.
Yeah.
You got to do it after.
They live in the projects. They don't have a washer dryer hookup in their apartment, man.
You don't know. Have you seen his place?
Yes. Let me go on record as saying yes, I have.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the main character. So I think we can safely say Idris Elba is the main character. Well, at least up to this point.
Right.
After this, he's not a character. For anybody that hasn't seen it, sorry. Spoiler. You should have seen it by now, I guess, like we have. Idris Elba dies in the end. He's shot by Bowtie and by Omar.
Scarface.
So he's one of the main characters. Who else do you think is a main character?
The Mario Lopez looking like motherfucker.
So Jimmy?
The dude from Remember the Titans?
Oh, yeah, Julian. I don't know his name. He's got really long fingers.
Yeah, wears a durag.
Okay.
The guy that gave $15,000, he's got to be a main character.
Who you guys say snitched on Idris Elba? I don't think he snitched.
No, he did, dude. How
because else? Okay. Because the Bowtie dude came in and he was saying how Idris Elba like did him dirty, was lying and trying to make it seem like he was trying to like throw him under the bus to get him killed. And so the dude was like, "All right, I'll take the heat for this. What do you want me to do about it?" And that's what
and
he wanted.
He went and told Bowtie where that Idris Elba was going to be at noon the next day.
Because that's what happens when you play dirty games,
right? So then Bowtie showed up.
It's not being a snitch though. That's just what had to happen.
All right. So let's back up to just give some context. Is that the name of this show? So in the very beginning of the episode, Bowtie meets Omar, and they're talking about something that happened in the past. A little bit later, and then they go and talk, and you don't see what they talk about. But a little later, Bowtie meets up with Scarface's boss, Omar's boss, who I think is his boss, at least. And he says, you know, he talked, he didn't even have to get tortured to talk. Like, he just talked. And he's wanting to know, like, what happened with the deal that Bowtie and Moneybags had. Because Bowtie got shot in the gut, right, after whatever happened, and he wants to know where's his end of the bargain. And Moneybag says, "Well, do you want money now?" And Bowtie really just wants restitution for whatever happened. And that's where Stringer Bell, Idris Elba, comes in. Idris Elba was on the other side of this deal, and it sounds like Idris Elba got his money and ran, right? So then Bowtie just wants to make amends for that. And I think that's why the guy from Remember the Titans snitched. He snitched on his boy because he's part of the crew. He's part of the gang.
What if we're just, because we have no context, what if the audience knows the truth? What if in the first three seasons up to this point, we know that Julian was the one that fucked everything over and he's blaming it, he's pinning it on Idris right now. Now Idris just got killed. When really, the dude from Remember the Titans is the one that was the bad guy.
Well, all,
maybe.
They're
and I
all
mean,
bad guys, but... But also, Idris Elba, he was... The two dudes were upset at him because he was just, like, flying off the cuff, wanting to put a hit out on this
on the
politician.
Clay,
yeah. For no other reason than he got one over on him because he took his money.
Yeah, he made him look like a fool.
Yeah, made him look like a fool.
He wanted to put a hit
And out. So these two guys are like, hey, no, that's not how you do business. You, you know, you fell for it. You got what was coming for you because you didn't use your head. But he's still, you know, like, nah, he deserves to die. Like, I think he was already thinking he's not really, you know, using his head part of the business. He's not, you know, he's one of my boys or whatever, but maybe he doesn't need to be where he is, a higher level.
So kill him.
Not kill him. Okay. But I mean, there could have been so much more that happened, you know, in the previous that maybe led up to this, that finally when Bowtie came to him, he was like, all right, this is where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Take care of him.
But I kind of get what Stringer Bell's character is doing. Just based on the conversations that he had with Durag, with Remember the Titans guy, he grew up in the streets. Like, he's self-made. You know, he left the gang game. But he has to stay on top. The only way he knows to stay on top is doing gang stuff, unfortunately. Like, he can kill him. He can call himself a businessman all he wants. But it seems like all the business stuff he's been doing has just been semi-gang related.
Right.
Right. So, what's the next obvious thing? If you want to eliminate competition, you'd put a hit on him, and that's what he was trying to do for a lot of that episode, was trying to get those two gangsters to kill Clay. So obviously we don't know the whole story, but it's a pretty good episode at laying out at least very general storylines that you can kind of extrapolate and figure out what happened.
See, when y'all were saying out there that you thought he was a snitch, I was more thinking you meant like with the cops.
No. He snitched on Idris Elba to the gang.
I felt like I had to run with it in here, even when I realized you didn't mean that. But it's whatever. He's not a snitch.
No, we weren't talking about to the cops, man.
Yeah, no, not to the cops.
We all know that snitches get stitches, bro.
That's true. Okay. So any other main characters other than that deserve a little bit more of a breakdown?
The boxer coach for the kids.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a main character, but I think possibly from this point on, he'll probably have a good story. I don't know about what happened previously, because it seems like the kids he's coaching, it's still a relatively new business, so I'm not sure how much more of a backstory he has had up until now.
I think he was in the gang business just based on how quickly Moneybags upped the money he was willing to give him.
You think so?
Well, I think so. And I think he left properly.
Only reason why I don't think he was as much part of the gang is because he thought 10,000 was going to be way too much. He was like nervous to even ask for 10. Right.
But his connection to that guy.
Right.
He was obviously somebody. He even called him. He's like, you know, that hitter that I told you about, my boy. So I think that Moneybags gave him the money so that later he can use them. And I think it's going to come back to haunt him that he took that $15,000.
Oh, he's going to take the boxing place from him, maybe.
Or just make him do something. Use him, that, yeah. Like use him for like being a fighter. Like, go beat this dude up for me. Yeah. He gave you $15,000.
Yeah.
So he's making soldiers?
Yeah. That's what the Moneybags wanted.
But even Hitter was like kind of cool with it in his pitch to get the money, right? He was like, hey, we'll help you guys out when you need
he really wanted
the sponsor
money,
us.
But
right.
Now he's like, gotcha. I think it's going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah. I like that storyline.
I would keep watching it if that's the way it went.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about the climax of the episode. What was the climax to the episode?
Idris Elba getting killed?
No.
No, not it.
It's when Jimmy walked down on his girl at dinner.
Yeah. Because he found out she was fishing.
Yeah.
And she was like, fishing. I don't
who,
like fish.
Who do you think that girl is?
She was the one that was with Littlefinger, right?
Yeah. So I think she's almost like a press secretary, I'm thinking. Like, she handles media, like, the journalistic side?
Spinning
stories?
Spinning
exactly.
Stories.
That's what I think.
Okay, so what do we know about most politicians as far as, like, he's a councilman?
They're honest. And
the characters that actor chooses to portray are always conniving and always betraying and always trying to think about themselves first. And so I feel like his character wants to be mayor, wants to be a senator, whatever. He's just a councilman now. So she's going to use that for his advantage. She wants to help his career. But no, Idris Elba dying is the climax of that episode.
I mean, potato, potato, whatever.
So, what do we think happens from here? I know we kind of saw a glimpse of the other storylines, and Idris Elba's storyline kind of is, I mean, it's done. But what can we speculate about the other characters now that Springer Bell is no longer in the picture?
Well, police are still going to be playing catch up because, I mean, they finally got a trace on one of his burner phones, and then he's dead. So they're going to find his body and be like, oh, great.
Yeah, it was like an hour-long episode of the cops trying to figure out his number, and then when they finally get it, they're super excited. Next clip is him getting shot. So, I mean,
I like how they dropped the name of the show too. The chief or whatever is like, I need my wire.
Right.
And then the wire leads to nothing because he's dead.
Right.
What a waste of using your one FBI favor. I need a favor and then
you get
it,
one per lifetime.
I'm really not sure where they go from there. I guess you can get the other end of who he was talking to, and then trace their phones. But it seemed like a lot for them to finally get his number and then for him to be shot.
Yeah. So speaking of the FBI, I think this is where it's going to go. Springer is dead. He got shot at his own construction site. And I think the FBI is going to get involved. I think they're going to try to investigate into who killed Springer Bell, this, you know, self-made businessman from the hood in Baltimore. And they're going to realize that the cops, because Springer Bell is somehow involved in these three districts, right? Either he put up the money or did something to make these three gang districts happen, right? So the cops are going to get found out because the FBI is going to start looking into this business. And then the cops are going to say, you know what? It was the mayor who wanted us to keep it going. So I think this is the breaking point for the entire show. I think from here, the chief is going down. Mayor whatever is going down. Everybody's going down. Because Springer was the last thing kind of keeping it together.
All right. I can concur with that, but I think that Littlefinger plays a bigger role in what's to come, and that he takes advantage of it and uses the FBI investigating the mayor and the police chief to probably put himself in position to be mayor.
What makes you think the FBI is even going to come into?
They're already there. They're the ones that got the tap. The G-man, the guy that was in the suit that he got a wiretap for him that day. That guy
didn't get a wiretap though. He said. Why do you need it from us? You guys already have it.
Right. But no, not that guy. The guy in the office with the skinny black dude. He said, "Oh, his name's not Idris anymore. It's Ahmed." That was an FBI agent.
Oh, you're right.
That was
you're
an right, FBI right. agent. They called him a G-man. G-man is CIA FBI for sure.
Possibly, and if even if that's maybe not
he
even
sells
if
Gatorade. There could be
maybe
a lot
he works
of
for Google. Yeah. Even if he's not involved, I think you're right. The other guy that said, "Oh, why do you need that? You know, the phone tracer from us when you guys have one." He knows they're trying to find something,
right?
So I think he's gonna put the pieces together. I think,
right?
Maybe. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something else. I can edit this out.
There's not enough female characters in the show.
I agree with that.
Just to add that, there was like one chick in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of another one.
Oh no, the woman at the city hall meeting.
Oh, the big mama of the West Side. Okay,
I didn't know where that speech was gonna go because I thought it was gonna be racially related, but it really wasn't. It was more like
personal.
What are you guys doing?
It was how come we don't know the cops that are patrolling our areas. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, when white cops were patrolling, they were all cool with us. But now that it's black cops, like, it's black on black again, you know?
Why is everything going to be a race thing with you, bro?
I think it's a race-related show. No? Maybe not.
I don't know, man. I didn't see Colors the whole time.
Oh, I forgot to turn up the tone on my TV.
Oh, wow. Edit.
Okay, so... Overall, why do you think this is the best episode in the series?
Because Idris Elba was probably one of the most pivotal characters throughout the first three seasons, and we just saw the end of his story.
Right.
Probably blew everyone away.
Yeah. Like I was saying out there, it kind of left me a little underwhelmed. Since it did get such a high rating, but overall, show was super enjoyable, super interesting. A lot of different storylines. I can definitely see why it's highly rated, but it just kind of left me wanting a little more.
Would you watch the rest of this series just based on this one episode?
I'm gonna say yes, I would.
Really?
You know what, just the cinematic side of it kind of reminded me of like a 90s cop movie. Just watching it made me feel like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover was about to walk around the corner. Like it just, it gave me like a little bit of nostalgia, even though it was made in what, late 2000s?
Something like that.
But overall, none of the storylines bored me. I was interested in it. I wanted to know more about the characters. Unlike, you know, last show we watched, Band of Brothers, it just kind of lost me a little bit. This one felt like it was more involved. There was more to watch on screen than, yeah.
I'm going to go the opposite and say no, despite having a cast where we at least recognize actors from a lot of different places. I felt like none of them truly lived up to the characters they were trying to portray. And so I never got into it as far as, other than the boxer, I didn't care about anybody else's storyline. I saw what they were trying to do and it was all very predictable, very House of Cards-esque, or whichever one came first, I don't know. If it was before House of Cards, House of Cards just did it better.
I think it did come before. I don't know. Speaking of characters and actors, Idris Elba, really, really good Baltimore accent. Littlefinger.
What does a Baltimore accent sound like?
I don't know. But
definitely not Littlefinger.
The way Idris Elba sounded.
But I wanted it to be like Idris Elba.
No way. Idris Elba sounds the exact same in every role.
No, he does not.
How? Yes, he
does. He has a British accent.
He has a British accent. In real life.
That's what I heard. British.
He did not have a British accent in that movie any place.
Yes, he did.
No, he had a ghetto West Side Baltimore accent.
He had a ghetto British accent.
No.
you're crazy.
I disagree with Caleb Kevins.
Whereas Littlefinger, you could just hear that Scottish nonsense coming through with his S's.
That's true. He's always had a problem articulating, so...
Like even I watched him recently in. Did he play a Scottish guy in the Queen movie?
Yes, he did. He did.
Then he let it go. Finally, he had his Elsa moment, and he said, "This is Scottish
this
or whatever."
Is me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I really enjoyed Idris Elba's accent, but not Littlefinger's.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we have no context. The name of the show, guys, but I don't know what the bow tie guy's deal was.
But don't you want to know more about it?
Yes, it's a perplexing character to put to me. Like, how did you grow up in the hood in Baltimore and be that?
I didn't feel like he was from Baltimore, though. I don't think he is.
He did mention New York to Moneybags. So I think he might be from New York. I don't know.
Either way, well, he's wearing three-piece suits and bow ties. And
so do you. You from Fresno.
Right. That's why I want to know more about him. I related the most to that character with his Walter PPK. Yeah. Okay. You're more than 45 guy.
I feel just for this one, just for today, though, or whatever that guy said. These all seemed very comic booky characters.
That's like, what I was getting at. Yeah.
They were very almost one dimensional. Like you think they're two dimensional, you think they're three dimensional, but it's like this is the white nerdy guy that is like a surgical killer,
like a '90s cop movie.
Almost, yeah. Yes. You know what? Tying it all together. Yeah, maybe
that's what it made me feel like.
But
like,
you made a point. Hold on.
If this was like Batman in the Hood, like Batman's coming, and these are all the weird villains.
Wait, so where was Batman then?
He's in the shadows.
I don't know.
He was holding the laundry on the other side of the corner.
Yeah. So is the bow tie guy Alfred? I'm so confused.
I think bow tie guy is closer to like Penguin or something.
That makes way more sense.
No, but I feel like they were all very. Very comic booky, like
all the side characters don't have any depth. They're
no,
this is the role you're playing, whereas which is okay because I mean, you need depth on the characters that matter. So, more information on like the guy from Remember the Titans.
I mean, this one episode, they don't have depth,
right?
You don't know, you know,
but that's what we're going off of is one episode.
I'm trying to give you context,
right? But, anyways, the Remember the Titan actor, I don't know his name, he was good. I believed him. I thought that was his character, was who he was. And so I think that him alone could make me want to know what happens after.
Yeah. And Boxing Guy, or are you not?
No, Boxing Guy too. He was good. But I just meant like Idris Elba was clearly the best actor that I saw in that episode, and he's gone. So
Wood Harris, Avon Barksdale.
That's his name?
He is the character, yes.
Wait, what was his name? The actor's name?
Wood Harris.
Wood. Okay.
I feel like I don't know. I don't know if I'd watch the whole thing based on...
Oh, I didn't say I would watch the whole thing. I said I want to know what happens, but I can read what happens.
On Wikipedia. I don't know that I would watch the whole thing based on this one episode.
If that's the best they have to offer, then you can count me out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, see, I was left underwhelmed, but I think I would probably will go back and watch this episode, this show.
The, like you were saying, the support characters, all the police officers were just police officer A, police officer B.
Right.
I'm sure they have names. I'm sure they cover a little bit into their backstory, but it's going to be like, I want to make a difference. corruption's too strong. I'm waiting for my turn. Stuff like that. Nothing real substantial.
Right. This is an HBO show, right, though?
Yeah.
See, Sopranos, like, think about what they might have. I mean, Wire might be just as good as they made Sopranos. It's higher ranked. The first couple episodes of Sopranos.
Yeah, but if you took an episode of Sopranos in the middle of like the third season and had someone that never saw any of it watch it, they'd probably be saying the same things that we're saying. About
exactly.
Wire.
That's what
so I agree with you on that. It's hard to take one episode and make it stand alone, which is what we're trying to do.
I feel like we have just no context.
I honestly think I'd be more interested in watching the show up to this point than watching how it goes after.
Yeah.
I want to know why it's so important that Idris Elba died this way.
Right.
I want to know how big and how quickly the plots turn around and build on each other to where the betrayal becomes this big.
And you know what? And just going off of that, why should I care that Idris Elba died based on how unlikable his character was this episode?
Right.
Not how the character was portrayed, just how, like, he seems like a piece of crap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is.
Like, good.
Awesome.
One good. Rat less in the street.
Baltimore getting cleaned up. I like it.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's the highest rated. It's like, things are looking up.
Finally.
Go Ravens.
Toby from The Office got killed. Finally.
But yeah, there's definitely some parts, especially with like this whole City Hall part of it, that was hard to follow because you don't know what's been happening. But overall, enjoyable.
For how complex each of the storylines was interwoven, they were really easy to follow.
Yeah.
Getting characters' names, not so easy to follow. So we call them by what they were wearing or if they have a scar on their face. That one black guy. Remember him? Yeah.
That one?
Which one was the mayor?
He was just briefly.
The dude mayor. With the blockhead?
Oh.
Bigger guy?
Yeah. It was weird looking. Do you think that them not killing that white guy is going to come back into play?
Which white guy?
Yeah. At the end, construction guy, like the foreman.
The one that Idris Elba was probably going to kill?
I don't think so.
I think it will.
Really?
Yeah. I think they didn't kill him on purpose.
I think he looked at him like, what the fuck are you still doing here? Like, go, run. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just my last little tidbit. Yeah. I threw
it out. Overall, I think we three liked the episode as a standalone. It was easy to follow. Kind of crappy characters, at least supporting characters. Idris Elba's dead, so what's next? Is it even worth it?
Is it even worth the watch without him?
Yeah.
So good looking. What can I say?
But
sexiest man.
But I think compared to our one other show that we've done, Band of Brothers, we're at least more interested in this show based on this one episode. On the other one, it was like, yeah, it was shocking. It was good. Did we all want to watch it? I don't know. Like, I felt interested then, but it's not like I did, so I wasn't that interested.
Had a whole week and still didn't watch a single one.
So yeah, no, this being the shiniest cover that they could put on their book, it was. If we're gonna judge it by this, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
A-.
So, thank you for listening to the No Context podcast. This was Chris,
Rock,
Caleb.
You can listen to us again next week. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.